Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve, and God is still in the miracle-working business. Praise the Lord. Well, the last couple of days, we've been looking at Psalm 143, one of the penitential psalms, if you will, and even though there's not specifics, David is a place of real crisis. And you might even wish to take notes. He gives some excellent teaching, a scriptural pattern on when we're going through great difficulties, or any problems really, that it is a classic and profound way on the nature and character of God. It's a way that we can pray to look and expect great results. Now, there's 12 verses. I won't read it again, but in the first two verses, he is expressing his dire need. He is praying, and he can't pressure God, obviously, into helping him, certainly on the basis of his own merits. He's a servant of the Lord, but he's appealing to God's character and nature, his faithfulness, his righteousness. And then in verses 3 and 4, he goes on to describe, in general terms, but very strong, that he's a victim of ruthless persecution. This could be, in our situation, also flesh and blood. He was talking about literal enemies, but also the spiritual adversary of our souls, Satan and his demons. And then first there's coming to God in prayer, realizing that you're throwing yourself on the mercy of God, on His character, not on your righteousness, and then describing what the issue is. And then he speaks of a precedent, what he does. And this is very important. I've heard this over the years. It's a very important tool in prayer, is in terms of building our faith, is to understand what God has done and to recall, remember the things God has done in your behalf. And he sets his hope, David does, in the fact that God himself was a Savior and Lord of the people. He said, I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember his works of old. And he takes great comfort in the faithfulness of God, that he will move in behalf of his people. He doesn't appeal in any way to self-justification, but the achievement of God's hands and his utter need and dependence upon God. And he's fully aware of his own helplessness. Sometimes, beloved, we get in situations, there's nothing we can do. We don't even have the wisdom. We don't have the strength. We're at the end of our rope. That's what I've entitled to do, what to do when you're at the end of your rope. And then in the final five verses 7 through 12, he presents his position. He's so weak, but he needs help from God before, in his situation, he feels he's actually going to die. And so in verses 9 and 10, he expresses a trust. He says, deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me in the land of uprightness. So his faith is an expression as well as a confession of helplessness. He also needs wisdom. He needs guidance. He needs God's instruction. And you know, I think there are a few times as difficult in our lives when we're not certain of the Lord's will, that we don't know exactly what God wants. And Brother Glass always had a saying, when in doubt, don't wait on God. And so once we know, once that is achieved, It's merely not enough, but we need to have the knowledge that He gives us, that wisdom, the power to turn that knowledge into a realization. So he pleads for God to manifest himself as a personal guide, just as he has done for Israel of old and in his own life. In verse 9, he's expressing confidence in God as well as an active faith. Verse 9 says, I flee unto thee to hide me. There are a number of things expressed in these few words. First of all, he was sure that he was going to be safe in God. He was certain of his relationship with God, that he might flee to God. And thirdly, that he can flee right away, that he doesn't have to do a time of preparation, but his circumstances were such he needed help now. Sometimes you feel you need God's help, and that was yesterday, not even today. He had an active faith. He's not passive at all. He's arousing himself to flee to the Lord. How can this be seen when he talks about fleeing? I flee unto thee to hide me. It expresses directness, doesn't it? And there's nothing else that's going to waylay him or distract him. His eyes are upon the Lord. His very life, if you will, his very well-being and his safety is dependent on getting to the Lord and seeing him move and act as soon as possible. So there's not only directness, there's speed and there's eagerness. He wants to see God move. He's experienced the, and that's one of the most powerful things we can do when we pray is remember how God has undertaken in the past times we have needed his help. He never leaves us in desperation. And then in verses 11 and 12, he says, quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake, for thy righteousness' sake. Again, he's appealing to God's nature and character. Bring my soul out of trouble. Revive me, Lord. Nothing for my own goodness, my own faithfulness in serving you, but for your faithfulness, for your kindness and mercy. Do this for me, O Lord. And in verse 12, and of thy mercy cut off mine enemies. He's saying he's too weak to deal with them himself. He's asking God to undertake. Like Michael said, remember when Satan, they were disputing over the body of Moses, he says, the Lord rebuke you. It wasn't, even though he was the mightiest of the angels, he said, the Lord rebuke you. He put him into God's hands, praise God. And so in verse 12, he goes on, cut off mine enemies, destroy all them that afflict my soul, for I am thy servant. David appeals to God's name, to his revealed character as being loyally steadfast to his own. That's the wonderful thing. We can appeal to God because of his very nature, his very character. God is a faithful God. Of all the attributes of the Lord, I think that's one of the most, in terms of my heart, one of the most appealing, because he's not going to change. His character is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Not like earthly friends or relationships who could be there today and gone tomorrow. We are so subject to change in terms of circumstances, in terms of our feelings, but he knows God is steadfast and faithful. He asks God to fight his battles, to fight against his enemies who, unlike him, they haven't pledged their lives to God. They stand outside the covenant circle. And David prays that God would preserve his life on the merit of his own goodness? No, but on the basis of God's sovereign name, his righteousness, as well as his loving kindness. And I'd like to take a moment just to look at that word in Hebrew, loving kindness. It's the word hesed, H-E-S-E-D, and it's used about 250 times in the Old Testament. It's a beautiful word, and it means loyal and steadfast or faithful love. And it stresses the idea of belonging together in a love relationship. Isn't that beautiful? So God's faithful love for his unfaithful people. We see that exercised over and over again under the Old Covenant. God redeemed them, he delivered them, and then they'd turn around and serve other gods. They were consistent in being totally unfaithful. And that's, you know, human nature has not changed. And so in the Old Testament communion, deliverance, enablement, enlightenment, guidance, forgiveness, hope, preservation, these were all based on God's hesed, his loyal, steadfast, faithful love and loving kindness. So, beloved, in the end, regardless of how desperate or dire your need, we can rest in the Lord that he's heard your prayers, that he has heard and seen your anxiety and your lack of strength, and he will undertake for you because of his faithfulness and his loving kindness. Let's close our broadcast in prayer. Father, Lord, you see those that are going through difficult situations, Lord. Lord, they need answers. They need direction. They need wisdom. They need guidance. Lord, they want to be pleasing to you. They don't want to respond in their flesh. And so, Father, in Jesus' name, help them to wait on you till they have a clear understanding with peace, a sense of peace of what you would have them to do. And Lord, we thank you. We praise you now for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for hearing their prayers. Father, we just rebuke the attacks of the enemy, those that would persecute them, even in the natural, the lying lips, the harsh words, as well as the demonic and satanic attacks. And we praise you, Lord, for deliverance, that we may glorify and magnify your name. And we ask this, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, beloved, those are simple steps, but if we follow the pattern of David, we will experience the deliverance he did every time. He trusted God, and God never let him down. As you are pondering and the things that God would have you do, you know, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. There is, as always, I extend an invitation for you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. There's just a great beauty in having a oneness in the Spirit. Some of my UCM partners, they're faithful to write every month, and it's so exciting to see the testimonies that are coming in. It brings great joy to my heart, again, because of the faithfulness of God. The announcer will give our contact information. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.